Welcome to the Excel Pod. Welcome to Excel and Reflect. In a world that rarely slows down, this is your invitation to pause. Each week, together, we step away from the noise of life and lean into the stillness of God's Word, creating space to try to think deeply and meditate intentionally and reflect honestly on the words of God. Every episode centers on a specific biblical text or spiritual truth, not for surface-level reading, but for thoughtful engagement that allows God's Word to shape our lives. You see, this podcast is a place that, for only a few minutes, if you will, we can slow down, listen carefully, and try to be formed by the truth of Scripture, whether this is for personal devotion, a quiet meditation, or intentional reflection. So today, with me, as we begin our week, as we begin our day, take a breath, open your heart, and join me as we seek to excel in our understanding and reflect on the faithfulness and goodness of God. This is Excel and Reflect. This week's thought is entitled, Can I Lose My Salvation? The Hebrew writer writes in Hebrews chapter 6, starting in verse 4, For in the case of those who have once been enlightened and have tasted of the heavenly gift and have been made partakers of the Holy Spirit and have tasted the good work of God and the powers of the age to come and then have fallen away, it is impossible to renew them again to repentance, since they again crucify to themselves the Son of God and put him to open shame. This week's reflection is a reflection of our salvation. Think about this question. Can I lose my salvation? Few questions cut closer to the heart than this one. It isn't an academic debate for the person asking it at 2 in the morning, wondering if the mistake they just made severed something sacred. It's personal. It's urgent. And it deserves an honest answer, not a comfortable one. Many of us inherited an answer before we ever wrestled with the question ourselves. These were shaped by tradition, by a favorite preacher, by whatever felt reassuring rather than what Scripture actually says. So let's set tradition aside for a moment and ask, what does God's Word actually say about this? Before we can ask whether salvation can be lost, we have to answer a more basic question. Who has it in the first place? After all, you can't lose something that you never possessed. The New Testament is consistent on this point. Salvation belongs to those who are in Christ. And we enter into Christ through obedient faith. Faith that is expressed, not merely professed. For instance, we read in Acts chapter 2 and verse 38, in Peter's answer to the thousands who asked the question, he says, Repent, and each of you be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ for the forgiveness of your sins, and you will receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. Paul wrote in Galatians chapter 3 and verse 27 to the churches of Galatia, saying, For all of you who are baptized into Christ have clothed yourselves with Christ. He would also write to the church in Rome in Romans chapter 6, verse 4, saying this, Therefore we have been buried with him through baptism into death, so that as Christ was raised from the dead through the glory of the Father, so we too might walk in newness of life. Peter, in his first epistle in 1 Peter chapter 3 and verse 21, in making a reference to the flood of Noah and the ark, he said, Corresponding to that, baptism now saves you, not the removal of dirt from the flesh, but an appeal to God for a good conscience through the resurrection of Jesus Christ. The reality is that once we are in Christ, the real question comes into focus. Can that relationship that we have through Christ with God be broken? Some teach that once a person is saved, nothing, not sin, not rebellion, not a lifetime of walking away, can ever separate them from God again. It's a comforting idea. But comfort isn't the same as truth. Scripture doesn't describe salvation as a one-time transaction we can never undo. It describes a relationship, one we are called to walk out day by day in faithfulness. And we cannot walk with God and walk away from Him at the same time. So let's ask this question. Has God ever turned away from His people as a result of their unfaithfulness, their lack of obedience? History says yes. Adam and Eve were removed from the garden, from God's own presence because of disobedience. Israel, chosen and blessed above every nation, fell into idolatry and rebellion until God spoke through the prophet Hosea, saying in Hosea chapter 2 and verse 2, "For she is not my wife, and I am not her husband." That is covenant language, and it describes a covenant that was broken. If it happened to Israel, we should not assume that we're exempt. So, can a Christian fall away? The New Testament answers plainly, yes. Paul wrote to the churches of Galatia in Galatians chapter 5 and verse 4, saying, "You have been severed from Christ. You who are seeking to be justified by law, you have fallen from grace." John writes in 1 John chapter 3 and verse 6, saying, "No one who remains in Him sins continually. No one who sins continually has seen Him or knows Him." Peter would write in his second epistle in 2 Peter chapter 2 and verse 22, saying, "It has happened to them according to the true proverb, a dog returns to its own vomit, and a sow after washing returns to wallowing in the mire." Falling away rarely happens all at once. It happens gradually. One compromise, one grudge, one unchecked desire at a time, until sin, pride, or the pull of the world has quietly taken the place of Christ that He once held. But here's the good news, that there is a way back to God. Falling away is not the end of the story. God does not slam the door when you sin. In 1 John chapter 1 and verse 9, John says, "If we confess our sins, He is able and righteous to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness." We read in Acts chapter 17 and verse 30, "So having overlooked the times of ignorance, God is now proclaiming to mankind that all people everywhere are to repent." Repentance is a genuine change of heart and direction. It's the way back. Confess it. Turn from it. Recommit to walking faithfully, and God restores. So, can a person lose their salvation? Scripture's answer is sobering. Yes, it is possible to fall away. But it's also equally possible, always possible, to return. Don't forget the words of Peter in 2 Peter chapter 3 and verse 9, which says, "The Lord is not slow about His promise, as some count slowness, but is patient toward you, not wishing for any to perish, but for all to come to repentance." You see, God is not wanting to catch us falling. He is waiting for us to come home. Our part is simple to say, but sometimes hard to live. Walking faithfully, staying planted in His Word, and keeping our hearts anchored to Christ is not a decision that we made once. It's a relationship that we choose every day. If this episode stirred something in you, conviction, relief, or even a question that you've been afraid to ask, don't sit with it alone. Open your Bible, talk to someone that you trust, and take the next step that God is calling you to take. That's how we stay, and that is how we come back. As we close today's episode, take some time to carry this thought with you into the rest of your day and the rest of your week. Excel and Reflect is more than just a podcast. It really is an invitation to pause, to listen, and to let God's Word speak deeply into your life. So don't rush away from all that we have thought about today. Sit with it, think about it, and let it shape the way that you think, the way that you respond, and the way that you walk with God. Each week we'll return with another passage, another truth to consider, and another opportunity to reflect on how Scripture continues to form our hearts and direct our steps. Remember, alongside each episode, we'll also have written articles that will continue that reflection and allow you to take it with you and make notes on your own to dig deeper into these spiritual thoughts. I want to thank you today for joining me. And until next time, I hope that you'll keep your heart open, your mind focused, and your spirit attentive. And let's continue to excel and reflect together.